Here's a number that might recalibrate how you think about software quality. The Windows 11 weather app is consuming more than 1 gigabyte of RAM. A weather app, one that ships pre-installed on hundreds of millions of machines. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and welcome to Intellijix HN Daily for Monday, August 10th, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That number landed in the Hacker News top spot with 568 points and over 500 comments. Which tells you everything about how viscerally that resonates with developers who've been watching memory footprints balloon for years. We'll dig into what's actually happening there and why the community reaction was so pointed.
But before we get into today's stories, a quick word for anyone joining us for the first time. While everything we discuss is sourced from Hacker News, we're completely independent. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator or Hacker News, no sponsorship, no endorsement relationship. We're just a couple of analysts who love the community and want to surface these conversations for a wider audience.
And on that note, if you're not already spending time at news.ycombinator.com, please go. The real depth isn't in the headlines, it's in the comment threads. Engineers, researchers, founders, and genuinely sharp people from every discipline tear these stories apart in ways that would take us hours to replicate. We're giving you the highlights today, but that community is where the serious thinking happens.
Today's episode covers a lot of ground. Meta has released a new open-weight 30 billion parameter model called Muse Glimmer, purpose-built for local agentic coding, and we'll talk about what that signals for the competitive dynamics between open and closed AI ecosystems. Docker has a new sandboxing product specifically designed for AI agents, which pairs interestingly with that Meta story.
HackerOne, once the gold standard of coordinated vulnerability disclosure, is facing some hard questions about what happened to its original mission. Claude Code just made its auto mode the default, which is a meaningful shift in how AI coding assistants present themselves to users. And a piece on using LLMs to learn complex topics has generated nearly 900 comments, one of the most active discussions on HN this month.
We'll also touch on taxi drivers and Alzheimer's, which sounds like a strange pairing, but points to genuinely compelling neuroscience around spatial reasoning and cognitive resilience. There's a cool piece on AT Proto for distributed systems engineers, a deep dive on CDC replication into Postgres, and the ongoing surveillance anxiety captured in a piece called Everything You Do is Being Recorded.
Plus Rust's Borrow Checker, One or F Noise and Fourier Transforms, an AI murder mystery game you interact with using your actual voice, and a project that lets you run Android VR apps on Apple Vision Pro. Plenty to work through.
Let's get into it.